Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys had a good Mother's Day. For some of us mommies, my baby boys, one of them just had surgery, so he's been kind of limping around, but he's been doing good. But he and an older brother made me chocolate-covered strawberries. Oh, my God, they were so good. They are my favorite. And they laid it out, and they decorated it. And it said, Dad. Okay. So it's right, Alex, but they love their mommy. So I feel loved. I feel loved. Unfortunately, a lot of business owners don't feel loved. So we were talking about the first hour how Las Vegas and many other states had certain reopenings. And a phase one reopening was limited, and, you know, you got to, open up for services, probably at a loss, but you got to at least open up and start to bring some income in, because you're still paying, unfortunately, on rent and utilities. But how were the employees during all this? Right? In Nevada, employees got 36 hours notice that they had to be back on the schedule. So if they did have shutdown plans or stay-at-home plans or whatever, many of them couldn't continue those. You know? I mean, we really weren't supposed to have travel. So yet some people go, oh, I'm going out of town. But technically, really, even though we didn't have travel, people still had plans. So employees got about 36 hours notice that they had to man the restaurant or the kitchen or the salon or the, you know, whatever reopened. And so what that meant is, if they had benefits, they possibly could lose them. Employers didn't really have an easy time getting employees to come back. I was very blessed, very fortunate. Everybody came back. But one of the reasons why many employees came back is because they kind of understand the unemployment rules. They understand that if they were offered a job and they didn't take it, they lose their benefits. So when employers with the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Act program, gave you your job back, and they have proof that they gave you your job back either by an email or a letter or whatever, they knew that, you know, they were going to lose their benefits anyway. The problem is a lot of employees weren't happy about that. They weren't happy. The unemployment benefits, if they got it, were kind of nice. And on top of that, there was an extra $600 a week. So for those with babies, for those with kids, for those who really, really kind of liked being home and not around this whole coronavirus thing, some of them didn't go down without a fight. So as employees came in, the one thing we heard that went up this weekend were calls to health departments, to cosmetology boards, to officials that, oh, so-and-so is violating rules. In fact, there was a group of hairstylists that were having their pre-opening meeting, and somebody called the police on them. The police came up. The police was really, really cool. They were outside doing social distancing, but I guess there was like 100 of them. I don't know how many of them, but it was a salon was that competition? Was that one of the workers that was so mad that they had to come back that they were like, we're going to be meeting here? So rumor has it that a lot of the calls were up. I mean, the average customer wouldn't call a restaurant board or health department or whatever because they want their food. So who did it? Was it people that just wanted to, you know, go back to shutdown? But a lot of employers who I've talked to think that their employees were the ones that tried to do that. Now, why would an employee try to shut down a business? Well, because then they get to go back on unemployment. So this is not easy. And what a lot of people also don't realize is you have to pay taxes on that unemployment money. I think with the exception of, hold on, I think it's California, Oregon, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, you don't have to pay taxes on that extra $600. But in all the other states, you have to pay taxes. So the unemployment benefits are not tax-free, from what I understand, in most states. And you have a lot of states that are kind of struggling with their unemployment demands. So as reopenings are starting, you kind of wonder, if, is it because they're running out of funds and they need people to come back to work? But I think the war between employee and employer is starting. Another thing that many small business owners need to be prepared for is many of these employees are going to want to get paid leave under the, I think it's called the Families First, where if they feel they were exposed and this is there to protect them, they could get 2 weeks paid leave. Or if their kids are out of school, they could get 2 weeks paid leave. Now, the average business owner has been working on fumes or going under the last 2 months, so they may not have money for paid leave. But the other thing we're hearing is employees are getting hired back, and then they're immediately asking for their paid leave for 2 weeks. So, you're not going to see these headlines yet because, you know, nobody's stopping and calling the news and telling them what's going on. I get to hear about it, you know, because I'm in the media and I talk to a lot of business owners and I'm really nosy and I'm asking and around. But if a business needs their employees to come back to work and their employees don't really want to come back to work, even if they reluctantly did because of the PPP program, they could unfortunately, you know, cause other little issues. The other thing that we're hearing is many people are claiming that they were around somebody with a cough. And so if you have an employee who was exposed, they need to be off work and in quarantine. So the next set of things we're hearing is, oh, I was around somebody who had a cough. I need to be on quarantine. So getting employees back to work to be able to, you know, have your business flourish is not as easy as people think, you know, and so a small business owner is really in a vice. Employees, and we've talked about that, employees are in a vice because they have to be exposed, you know, they have to be out there, they have to be on the front line now when they are not ready, and so there's definitely a case for the employees. But on the other end, you have the small business owners that are trying to stay open, trying to keep a place open for staff, and they're getting hit by, you know, threats and, you know, people calling out. And so I really worry that even those companies that were able to reopen might just say to heck with it and close. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We lost a lot of people over the last few days. Betty Wright, soul singer. She was the one that came up with the phrase, no pain, no gain. Little Richard, oh my God. Lucille, oh, I love Little Richard. Little Richard left us. Jerry Stiller from King of Queens and Seinfeld left us. Roy Horn. They had said Roy Horn had died, possibly due to coronavirus. We're still waiting on a final cause of that. Roy Horn was a part of Siegfried and Roy. You know, it's interesting. With Siegfried and Roy, I told you guys this. I I have regrets that I never saw the Siegfried and Roy show, because Siegfried and Roy was huge. They were like one of the biggest magic acts for years in Vegas. They were like the Wayne Newton, you know, of magic. And I was, you know, poor, of course. And show tickets years ago, by the time I was an adult and I could like go to a show by myself, was like $75. And I didn't have that money. I was like, I can't, there's no way, it won't work. And so I didn't go. And then I got busy with school and all that. And by the time I could afford a show ticket to go to Siegfried and Roy, Roy had gotten injured by the tiger that had attacked him. He got injured so severely that the show stopped. And it's a shame because I like would have really, really loved to see one of their shows. Apparently was just fantastic. It was, you know, you thought David Copperfield was good. They were amazing. And I couldn't afford to go. And, you know, in retrospect, I should have scraped whatever money I could, but I just didn't have $75, you know, to spend, especially when I was living on $6 a week for groceries. And, you know, it's my one regret that I didn't figure out a way to pay, you know, to see that. So, you know, we lost a lot of celebrities this last few days, and it's heartbreaking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Andrew Cuomo has been under a lot of, shall we say, a lot of criticism for the debacle that happened with nursing home patients. There was a Department of Health order dated March 25th that decreed that nursing homes and rehab centers could not use a positive COVID-19 test as the sole basis for rejecting a patient being referred from hospitals. And fearing state regulators, many facility executives say they accepted the transfers, even though they believe the order was a death sentence for some existing patients and staff. So basically, if a person needed to leave the hospital and they were COVID-19 positive, a nursing home couldn't reject them from going back to their facility. Now, by March 25th, a lot of places were already on lockdown. All right? This was nothing new. You know, people knew it was a deadly virus. They knew it could be spread by respiratory transmission, which is why 2 weeks prior, Nevada had closed down. So why would there be this Department of Health order saying even if somebody had, you know, coronavirus, you couldn't exclude them. They had to come back. They said the Luxor Nursing Home and Rehab took 25 to 30 infected transfers under the mandate. Maria Proteos had lost her father, Carlos Gallegos, who died April 9th. And she said that the Luxor nurse told her that they didn't have any tests to find out if her father was positive, but they treated him as if he were. His fever dropped and he seemed to have recovered. But then, unfortunately, things changed and her father was an auto mechanic who owned his own business and he had dementia and, you know. But he was never tested for the virus. He seemed to look better and then, unfortunately, he ended up dying. And the facility has about 252 beds. And they said Gallegos is one of 22 residents at loss to the virus, even though they tried setting up separate units to house the infected patients. But they were forced on them. And so, you know, I understand that New York City didn't have a lot of facilities, but what I don't understand is if we knew that older individuals were at risk, we knew early March that older individuals were at risk, why would that mandate exist? Luxor executives said they did everything they could and continue to update the practices. Cuomo vowed to remove the licenses of some of the nursing homes last week and investigate them. But if this was an order that they were following, because they had to take people out, you see, that's the thing. You're not allowed to, in medicine, turn people away. So when you're a medical facility, you are very much at the behest or at the control of government officials. So this is kind of why we're in the debacle we are with coronavirus and the numbers. Okay, hospitals could not turn people away. And hospitals were not allowed to charge people a couple grand every time they walked in to see, find out, well, do I have coronavirus or not? So, because they were mandated to not charge them, and, you know, the government said, well, we'll give you money. We will pay you if they are coronavirus related. Well, then, of course, the hospital's like, well, we had to do all this. The patient wasn't going to pay. They had a cough. They had a fever. Even though it could have been pneumonia, even though it could have been flu, they coded coronavirus. So, this lack of autonomy of medical facilities when, you know, doctors and medical facilities are kind of the ones that have a little bit better grip on what's going on with, you know, medicine and stuff, and infectious disease, basically we're under that mandate. And so you wonder how many other nursing homes, unfortunately, you know, could not contain the virus with their older, vulnerable individuals. Now, Governor Cuomo has told parts of New York to be prepared to reopen at the end of the week. New York City, however, is going to stay closed until June, unless a miracle happens. Why? Because they still don't have enough hospital beds or contact tracers. So in order for any of these places to reopen, regions must have 30% of their ICU and hospital beds free and at least 2,200 contact tracers. So those are people that can go, okay, so you sneezed at this birthday party. You all were at the birthday party. Let's find out who was at the birthday party, who those people talked to, and trace people down. Hunt people down to figure out who has to be on quarantine. Infection has dropped. Deaths have dropped. New hospitalizations have dropped, but it's not low enough to free beds. Why aren't beds free? Well, because people have other illnesses. And you start to wonder how many of those numbers were the other illnesses. So the first phases of reopening for New York is manufacturing and construction. Then retail will open up, professional services, then restaurants, bars, and entertainment. Governor Cuomo has not given a time frame for a phased reopening, but told regions to do it as fast as they can without increasing the infection rate. Schools are still going to be closed for the rest of the academic year. In Europe, some of the schools reopened, but in America, most of the schools are just obviously staying closed. In New York, there were about 161 new deaths across the state, giving a total of more than 21,000 and the new infection total of more than 335,000. But again, some of these deaths, again, other causes, pneumonia, heart disease, stroke, blood clots, etc. So New York City is still being closed. New York City has about 177,000 cases, more than 14,000 deaths. And Mayor Bill de Blasio said that the city would likely stay closed until June unless something miraculous happens. They said June is when we're going to potentially be able to make some real changes if we continue our progress. And again, I really don't know how you do social distancing when you have a small 600-square-foot apartment and you have a roommate. It's not really that easy. That means it's probably only 10 positions. This is something for math. I got to tell you, mathematics now is going to be like how many. This is where engineering is going to be. This is where we need our mathematicians and our physicists on how do you, in a small workspace or in a small apartment, keep social distancing. People are probably like, well, you know, what's heck with it. So, we'll keep you guys posted, but Governor Cuomo definitely has some explaining to do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House may return this week to vote on a new economic aid package and change the rules that would allow for proxy voting in Congress. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling lawmakers to be prepared to return to Washington no earlier than Friday the 15th for a vote on two measures. The back and forth is continuing between the White House and Democrats in the House regarding what will be in this stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pushing for a payroll tax cut.
We're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way.
The FDA is granting emergency use authorization for Abbott Laboratories' new COVID-19 antibody test. Abbott plans to ship nearly 30 million test kits this month. You're listening to USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased about 8 cents and now stands at $1.84 as oil prices continue to rebound. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Texas at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration says China is backing hackers and spies as they attempt to steal U.S. research into treatments and vaccines for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 3,500 employees got some bad news last week over a Zoom call that they were going to be fired that day. And I watched part of the video. The manager or the executive that did the firing was very, very empathetic and sympathetic, and you know, she almost looked like she was in tears, and it was as nice a call as possible, and they offered, you know, severance But it was just a hard reality of what many people are now facing with this coronavirus pandemic, and how you would think, well, with shut down, the virus going down and hospitalizations less and the hype going down and people being able to wear masks and all this, you know, all these advancements with remdesivir and these arthritis drugs and, you know, possible vaccine, jobs are going to keep dropping. And 3,500 frontline Uber workers getting canned signifies something a little differently than these other companies. We know that JCPenney has been, I think JCPenney is filing for bankruptcy. I think, I'm not sure if it was Neiman Marcus I heard. I've been hearing of all these companies that have been filing for bankruptcy or shuttering their doors or closing, and I need to kind of verify that because I didn't, you know, I was a little overwhelmed this weekend, so I didn't unfortunately research who was closing yet. All right, we know that sweet tomatoes and some, you know, vegetable based restaurants have closed for good. Ricardo's. See, I'm still just reeling from Ricardo's in my neighborhood. Ricardo's has been open ever since I think I was born. Ricardo's was a Mexican restaurant for many, many years. They're closing down, but Uber's different. And the reason why I have a big problem with what's going on with Uber is Uber grew out of the Obama years. And it was probably one of the best things that I think came out of the Great Recession, where people couldn't feed their families and they were losing their jobs. And Uber and Lyft and these other companies said, look, okay, you know, if kids are out of school, if you lost your job, you could do piecemeal work where, you know, you could give somebody a ride and you could charge for it. We take a cut and there's a way for you to make money. And it turns out that, I mean, thousands of people were able to figure out a way to still make money. And, you know, even though a lot of people went on unemployment and, you know, there were issues with unemployment like we have now, Uber offered a place for people to work who wanted to work and who needed to work. And so with everything going on with this coronavirus, we're starting to see that ingenuity. We're starting to see that creativity. I was driving by somebody on the freeway yesterday. I know, social distancing my butt. I mean, people are driving all over the place. People have always been driving around. A lot of people didn't really stay at home like they were supposed to. But somebody said it was a website like buypeoplesgroceries.com, or it was a company where you would go and take the risk of buying their groceries or getting their prescriptions or whatever, so they didn't have to. So a lot of baby boomers or older individuals who might be at risk, you know, for coronavirus, they can hire you to go and get their groceries. And even though I've had family members do that during the Great Recession, we're starting to see this creativity of these new businesses open. Well, Uber was the quintessential sort of, birth of a huge industry based on a recession. And it allowed people to still work from home, still pick up their kids. They only worked when they needed to. And it basically probably gave birth to a whole bunch of other sort of industries, like now that we have, like with telemedicine, et cetera, where, you know, you get to work from home or you get to work as you need to. And it was amazing. Unfortunately, yeah, there were rapes, there were abductions, there was a lot of, you know, things that went wrong, unfortunately, with Uber. But it was a way where people could make income. And here we are, where, unfortunately, 3,500 have lost jobs to start, and they just can't keep their business model. When you have people not traveling, I need to get somebody from the car rental business on. I know somebody. I need to talk to them. Car rentals went down with Uber, and cab businesses went down. I mean, unfortunately, that always happens, okay? You know, there's always that, you know, supply and demand, and, you know, demand change, supply change. So I get it. More supply, money goes down. But with travel, what had ended up happening was less people would rent a car. Rental cars were expensive. Boy, did they get cheap with Uber. Man, I could get rental cars for 15 bucks a day because of Uber, you know? So Uber luckily drove rental car pricing down. Unfortunately, a lot of people lost their jobs in the rental car company. I used to work in budget rental car. And it was a fascinating business model, but that business model worked before Uber. So Uber now basically took over rental cars. They took over cabs. They took over the need for people to buy a car. They took over the need for, you know, a lot of, you know, people walking home unsafe. They could at least get into a car with a stranger. Don't ask. So if travel goes down, then Uber goes down. And if we don't see travel pick back up or the need for people to go to work, you know, a lot of millennials are smart. They don't buy a car. See, we Generation Xers, we would buy a car, would drive it off the lot, would let it lose thousands of dollars, and we just took it up the retroperitoneum. Millennials are like, nah, I'm not going to buy a car. I'll just Uber. There's no need to buy a car. But see, here's the thing. Uber only works if you log on to your phone and there's lots of options. But if you have to wait 30 minutes at 2 in the morning on a street corner, well, you might make money, depending on where you are. But anyway, if you have to wait 30 minutes out there, unsafe, because there's no Uber around, Uber drops. So the more they fire, the more they let go, the more of a vicious cycle Uber starts to fall. And because, you know, the average cab would take, you know, at least a half hour to get to you. So, unless, of course, you're coming from the airport. So, unfortunately, this is really, really bad news. And this is a sign of how people who were still making a lot of money, I mean, people were making money on Uber. This was people's livelihood. 3,500 gone and will unfortunately probably be hearing more. Now, the next piece of news we have to talk about, air conditioning is not working in my studio, or I'm having a hot flash, I'm not sure what's going on, is sex and coronavirus. We talked about this last week. Coronavirus had been found in males' genitalia, all right? So their testicles were a reservoir for coronavirus, and now there's been studies out of China saying, yep, it's in the semen. Now, how long will it stay in the semen? We don't have enough data yet. This was a very, very small study. But it's significant in terms of the propagation of the virus. When we had the whole Zika fiasco during the Rio Olympics, all right, and people were like, okay, wait a second here. You know, you go to Brazil, you know, to have fun, to party, to have sex, to, you know, somebody's coming back from the Olympics with a gold medal, you're going to want to sleep with them. Unfortunately, with Zika was a virus that could be spread by mosquitoes, but it could also be spread with sex. Ebola could be spread through sex. So it is no surprise that coronavirus could be spread through sex. Flu is not supposed to. But again, I really don't know how you keep 6 feet social distancing during sex. You know, I mean, you know, I may kind of do the, nah, sorry, we have to be under the covers, but that's still not 6 feet. And no guy out there is 6 feet long. That just doesn't happen, okay? So if we now have a virus that can be sexually transmitted, the next question we need to find out is, well, how long? With Zika, we were told that it could possibly be 8 months, a year, 6 months. So there was unfortunately a lot of debate on how long. And so you'd have to use condoms. But here's the thing, okay? Well, they studied men. Did they also study females? Did they also study female secretions? Because then a condom wouldn't cover it. So if coronavirus is as deadly as it is, and we think it is deadly, not so much with the younger folks, but remember, older people are having sex. Gosh, are older people. Older people are all, they, and remember, they had the whole sexual revolution, so they actually know more than we, you know? they're pretty active. Nobody's talking about how maybe this coronavirus is going on because you have a lot of old people having sex. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And, oh, we still got the music going on. So there's this quiz, and we want to see how many of us know these answers. And the problem is whenever I take a quiz, I get depressed because I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm really stupid. I really don't know then. But why don't we just, you know, not talk about coronavirus for 2 seconds, and let's see how you do. So, all right, here's question number one. How many straight edges does a cube have? Does a cube have 12 straight edges, 18, 14, or 16? So you'd have to kind of draw the cube, but how many straight edges? Those are like kind of the corners. So you got the four on top, you got the four on the bottom, and then you got around, right? Oh, yeah, so 12. You have three sets of four, so the answer to that is 12. Okay, all right. This is an easy one. When did World War One commence? Was it 1917? Was it 1918? Was it 1914 or 1919? World War One went from 1914, so that's the answer, to 1918. A lot of people don't know that. All right, here's a math question for you guys. Now, this is all part of this quiz. Is that most people don't get 100%. What is 3/5 of 50? I know fractions. What is 3/5 of 50? Is it 25? Is it 30? Is it 35? Is it 20? Okay, well, remember with fractions, ignore the numerator, always go to the denominator. Okay, 3/5 of 50, so 50 divided by 5 is 10. Multiply by 3, answer is 30. Okay, now this one I cannot get. Professor Friedrich Bayer appears in which of the following novels? The Scarlet Letter, Jane Eyre, Little Women, or To Kill a Mockingbird? Now, I've read all of them. I just forgot. The answer was Little Women. Yeah, see, I don't know. Little Women was okay. I just didn't really like it. I don't know. To Kill a Mockingbird, that was okay. I don't know. I just wasn't a real big novel person. Who hunts most, the male or the female lion? We all know that. That's the female. It's because we saw The Lion King. When did the French Revolution end? 1979, 1779, 1799, or 1977. Okay, well, that's kind of an easy one. The French Revolution ended in 1799. Now, by the way, one way to tell if a test, if you don't know how to answer a test, is when you have two answers that are kind of opposites of each other or whatever, many times those aren't the answers. So those are kind of the distractors. So like a 1979 and a 1779, that was meant to fool you. How many sides does an octagon have? Okay, oct is 8. Okay, that's an easy one. Name the second American president. Was the second American president Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Andrew Jackson, or James Madison? Now, we all should know this, John Adams. All right, good. Where is Benin? Not Berlin, but Benin. B-E-N-I-N. Is it in Central America, West Africa, South America, or East Asia? It's in West Africa. We talked about that when we talked about the Ebola. But that's okay. If a religion is polytheistic, how many gods does it have? Does it have just one, three gods, multiple gods, or no gods? Well, poly means multiple, so multiple. What is the land of the rising sun? Is it China, India, Taiwan, or Japan? The land of the rising sun is Japan. That's why you have that sun on the flag. Stockholm is the capital of which country? Some people can't answer these. Stockholm is the capital of Norway, Finland, Denmark, or Sweden? Sweden. Stockholm, Sweden. I know. It's tricky because a lot of us look at the Scandinavian countries going, I don't remember that from geography. Which insect carries malaria? Okay, well, we just talked about Zika, so you guys should get this one. Is it the ant, the mosquito, the beetle, or the fly? It's the mosquito. And no, it's not like this isn't a test where you could get like A, B, and D, or just B and C, or none of the above, all of the above. Just trying to get rid of those. What is glass made of? Is glass made of water? Is it made of iron? Is glass made of sand, or is glass made of helium? Glass is made of sand. I forget how they do it, but it's pretty cool. Which is the world's largest desert? Is it the Sahara, the Arabian, the Gobi, or the Great Basin Desert? I think it's the Sahara. Hold on, let me look it up. Yeah, it's the Sahara. All right, see? Okay, I'm doing pretty well on this one. Who developed the first successful printing press? Was it Galileo Galilei, Johannes Gutenberg, Thomas Edison, or Alfred Nobel? Who did the first successful printing press? I think it was Gutenberg. Okay? Yep. All right, we're almost done, guys. Then we'll see your score. When did World War II start? 1936, 1938, 1939, or 1937? It's 1939. That's kind of a hard one because a lot of pre-World War II stuff happened, right? 37, 38, so people talked about it, but officially it started in 39. Where is the smallest bone in the body? Is it the knee? Is it the elbow? Is it the ear? Is it the nose? Any of my medical students better answer this one correctly. Where's the tiniest little baby bone? It's in the ear. You got your little three middle bones in the middle ear. Name the country where Parmesan cheese comes from. Now, come on. We all need to get this one. Was it France? Was it Canada? Was it Greece or Italy? The Parmesan, Italy. Very good. And then what is the smallest continent? Europe, Antarctica, Australia, or Africa? The smallest continent is Australia. Okay, so I got about 99. I'm going to give myself a 98% because I couldn't get one of them. But it's interesting because a lot of these questions on geography and things like that, not very easy. And, want to know what I'm really frustrated about? You know, being in my 40s, is I got A's throughout school. I was just an overachiever, did AP classes, had a 4.5 GPA, had a 1450 on my SAT. I was just a real, real overachiever. Yeah, here's my kids coming home with their state capitals or their country capitals, and I can't remember. I got 100% on the test, but I just can't remember. And so I'm frustrated that a bunch of the stuff I learned, you know, I just couldn't keep up. So, what are you going to do? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, stimulus money. Some people still haven't gotten money. We're talking about businesses, we're talking about employees, and many businesses out there will go under. There is no way for them to be open under these phase restrictions. So what's happening next? Well, we're being told that the Democrats are unveiling a new $1.2 trillion bailout package. There's going to be massive aid for states and food stamps. I know there's been a lot of back and forth with extras and other things like we saw with, you know, art centers and all that. And, you know, for a Democrat to vote on it or a Republican to vote on it, there has to be something, you know. But this is called dubbed CARES 2. And it will likely include $1 trillion to help prop up state and local governments, give additional money for COVID-19 testing, give money to assist the Postal Service, cash for food stamps, and another round of direct payments for American taxpayers. Now, some people were suggesting that we just give every American who qualifies $2,000 a month. That could work in terms of them being able to afford food. But I got to tell you, I mean, unemployment saved people's butts. But, again, where's the money coming from? Is that sustainable? I mean, can we just keep printing money? And you know. And unfortunately feed a vicious cycle? You know, a big problem we had with phase one reopening is many employees are like, I'm not coming back. You know, or like I said, some of them are like, well, let's get the business closed down so we have to go back on unemployment. So unfortunately, if you don't have people working, that requires more money needed. And more money given out, again, urges less working. And, you know, the American way was, you know, we're going to, you know, get that golden egg, or we are going to bust our butts. The harder we work, the more money we make, the more we get to buy, the more vacations we go on. Kind of difficult in this day and age right now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.